So here is an example how you can use shape perception and comparing different shapes to get an insight into the distribution of values. You know, is it linearly decreasing, or do we have a few that have a lot and then it falls off, and then it's a linear structure, and then at the very bottom there's again a more rapid decrease in the value of that variable. Or the one number C is everybody has the same, and then the ones at the very bottom there's a rapid drop off. Or there are an sort of an exponential distribution where some get a lot and many get a little bit and most get very little. So for example, number D is a distribution you will see a lot, let's say when it comes to the amount of traffic that different websites generate or the amounts of links and so on. These are common structures that you will find, let's say, in the internet in terms of how people in terms of what people visit and also consume. Let's say if you look at the distribution of the most popular videos on YouTube, you might see a very similar structure. There's a few videos that get most of the traffic, and then there's many, many videos that don't get that much traffic. Anyway, so if we had a tabular representation of all the videos in YouTube, and we could use table lengths to explore it, we could then compare different attributes about those videos in a very compact way. And already mentioned, you can sort of easily see the extreme values or see if there's anything sticking out that doesn't fit the overall trend.